So, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. So, today the Gospel was from Saint... They can be listed two, three, 5 minutes ago, Saint John. Saint John chapter 5. And I noticed something I would like to share with you. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me. But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive honor from men, but I know you that you do not have the love of God in you. So our Lord Jesus Christ here was talking about or emphasizing here that unless we come to him, we will never have life. What's the definition of life and what's the definition of death? If you will define death and you define life. So to understand, what do you mean, Lord, by life? I'm living right now. So who can volunteer and define death? يعني واحد بس مش كل يعني. So we have a physical death, okay, and لا حضرتك عادي انا so we have a spiritual death. Type. So this is the definition of death from your point of view, and definition of life. Life is God. So physical death, spiritual death, and life is God. And if I'm not living with God, so this is under the spiritual death?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not living with God.
Yes.
Yes.
So either I am living with God, so this is life, or I'm not living with him, this is spiritual death. I don't understand the physical death.
Physically, we're going to have a certain period of time to live and then we're going to die.
So this is related to the spiritual death or to living with God?
No.
So what do you think, guys? Ladies and gentlemen. So, Hena Iman, yeah, she defined three things. Spiritual death, or physical death, and life, which means that I'm living with God. Excellent. For here I am right now in this church. Maybe I am under two of them, because if I am physically, as per Iman's definition, if physical death means that I cannot speak, I cannot do anything. So either I am in spiritual death, or I am living with God, so this is life. This one will affect whom? The physical death.
Affect whom?
Yes. Everyone?
Yes. Of
course. Everyone will die. طب everyone will die. ربنا بيضحك علينا يعني.
The
Lord said
in...
So I will die, and then how we will die. Definitely, unless we die, we cannot live with him. But the my question to you, when is it we die?
When will we die?
Yes.
When we have no
vital signs. When we what?
We don't have vital.
Unfortunately, doctora, this is not right. أنا بقول دكتورة عشان I know إن أنا دخلت كده في حتة مش بتاعتي, بس this is not right. Because the Bible has another definition. I die, I have to. Unless we die with him, we're not a مشكلة. So I have to die, that definitely. But we يعني right now we are not in the same page of how we die. Sorry? طبعا. This is when we die, through the baptism. And if through the baptism we die and then we have life in God, who can take the life from us? No one. ايه طب انت راجل ولا ست ولا انا النهارده دلوقتي وقعت منكم الحد ما بيفتحوش الاثنين هيعملوا الورق الثلاث هيتصلوا عليا هنا اهو مش كده؟ لا هيتصلوا عليا في مرجلكس ان شاء الله يعني. طب يبقى الحاله دي ايه؟ So what does it mean the physical death؟ الدكتوره قالت كده اهو it's the symptoms كلها. The belief of the church there is no death for your servants but a departure. And this is very important. If I have life, I am in God, how come I die? I don't die.
No.
Yes. Although from a medical perspective, the function of the body is not functioned. But this is part. Because we have another part, spirit is with God. So I cannot judge that and I mut. I cannot say I died because my soul cannot die. I mean, if I am living with God, my soul is with God. And this cover, which is the body, is right now sleeping, but in the last day they will unite, they will be united again in another form, and this is the eternal life. So if God here is saying, and this you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify for me, but you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. So sometimes we miss this. We have life in Him through baptism, and we need always to maintain this, the sign of life through repentance and confession. Other than that, I will by my own will say no. I will go to the second thing with spiritual death. Sorry, I will not be with Him. And if I'll go to the spiritual death, this will lead to what? The physical death. But if I have life in Him, who can conquer the life? No one. I mean, I will always have this life. And this is our belief. This is the belief of the church, and this is my belief. That I want always to have life. I want to live with Him. So the only way is to be with Him. Come to me that you may have life. And the question is, how can I come to Him, or I am with Him, or I believe that I have to be with Him? This is another story. But this is very important. And that's why every day, we have to sit, I have to sit with myself and answer this question. Do I still with Him? Do I really fulfill what St. John said in 5:39 or 40? But you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. So I have the full day passing. So did I come to Him? Yes or no? Because you know that the two cannot be combined together. Him and anything else. So what happened today? Did I love to do things that will separate me from Him? So I choose today not to come to Him, and so on. So I need to be clear with myself. I need always to answer this question every day. John 5:40, that you may have life. Do I have life, or today wasn't so fruitful? And always I can gain life again through RNC, repentance and confession. This is a magic sacrament the Lord gave to me, so I can regain my life again. I will not die again, because it's only one death through the baptism. That's why we don't repeat the baptism. But I can renew this life through repentance and confession, and then partake from his body and blood to be united with him. And if I am united with him, I am living with him.